Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm calling about the line of trains.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
In a, yeah, oh, yeah. I got this thing, and, okay, let me tell you about it. Let's see. It's like, okay, I used to have this old train set,
mm-hmm.
And it's a tree, and it's like a mountain. It's got a mountain on a tree, and I was going to, you know, just swing that by and see how much you give me for it. Yeah.
A mountain on a tree?
No, I mean a tree on a mountain. I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me. I just, a mountain, and it's like made out of like, no, it's like a styrofoam type of thing. And then I got like trees on it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I got a lot of this old railroad type of things, but I just can't. You know, I just don't know what to do with them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you know,
are they Lionel? Or are they
they might be
homemade, or
I think they might be I think they might be Montel, but there's a guy that makes them.
Uh-huh.
And well, they're all steel.
Yeah.
And a few of them are missing some wheels and stuff, you know. But you know, it's I really don't know. You know, they're really nice locomotives, but you know, I just want to, you know, they're sitting down here in my basement, you know, and there's no, you know. My son, you know, he died last year in an automobile wreck, you know, and you know, well, he's driving down the street and this guy, like, you know, pulled out in front of him, and he is an old MG.
Yeah.
And you know, and now they're down in my basement, and I just don't know what the hell to do, you know. I mean, because they're just like real bad memories, and it's just bringing up, you know, every time I go down and look at them. I mean, you know, it's you know, I'm trying to get over this whole ordeal, and yeah. So I just want to know what your price list is. You know, I mean, are you like a real dealer? Because you know, I don't want to be swindled or nothing
well,
you know,
I'll be real frank with you. Mm-hmm. I do not buy and sell. I buy what I.
Well, how the hell do you?
For myself.
Yeah.
And
yes, sir.
If I have to, the value of the pieces depends on the quality.
Yes, sir.
It depends on the amount of rust. It depends on whether Lionel made 10,000 or 10 million.
Well, sir, but see, how do you tell that? I mean, you know, because these could be one of a kind type of things here, and, you know.
Yep.
You know.
So, you know, you don't want to buy rust.
No, you don't.
And you don't want to.
But they are rust color, though. They're like a reddish. They're not like your normal locomotives, you see. They're not like the black, the flat black, or the blue black. You know, they're like a rust color. Rust.
Yeah.
But it's not rust, you know. I took pretty good care of them. They're all dusted down there, and you know, the wheels just keep on turning.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing.
Well, and of course, you've got to remember too, there were three different brands, basically, of trains made in the United States back in, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Well, what were those? Because you know, I got them sitting right here, and I can tell you.
There was Marks, and there was American Flyer. Were basically the three lines.
Really? Well, see, mine were Montel.
Montel.
Mine say Montel on them.
Okay, I don't deal with Montel. I mean, I'm just being real frank with you. I've never heard of Montel trains.
Well, whoa. What about the tree? I mean, you know, like all. Okay, we're past all trains and everything. You know, we got that figured out.
Yeah.
Well, what about the trees and the landscaping? That sort of thing.
Well, I have.
You know, cause I got this mountain. I got all these nice, pretty looking trees.
Yeah.
You know, so that sort of thing. But I don't think those are Montel. Yeah, I don't think those are Montel names.
I mean, see, when you go to Montel, I don't know what gauge that is.
Yes, sir.
I don't know whether that's O gauge, whether that's S gauge.
I think it might be a Z gauge, but I'm not for sure.
And Z is a little bitty stuff.
It's about three eighths
to a half inch wide.
Well, it might just be
the wheels.
It might just be Y and a half, then.
Yeah. But I'll be frank with you. I've got my layout down.
You don't need no more trees, though.
I don't need them. You know, you probably would be better off taking them to the shop.
Taking them, what, a damn locomotive shop? Where am I going to take these trees? I mean, come on. You know, I'm just wanting to get rid of them. I'm wanting some in a big old bulk rate, you know. It ain't, it was, you know, I'm just wanting to get rid of the damn things, you know. It's just, hey, hold on. Hi. Get me a Pepsi out fridge. Thank you, baby. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, no cherry. Yeah. No. Okay, there you go. All right. But you know, I need to sell these trees. You know, like I said, they got bad memories and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I just.
Well, you know, I'll be glad to look at the stuff that you have.
Well, can we set up an appointment?
Sure thing.
You know, because, like, you know, we get rid of these, and, you know, I might be able to make a few bucks, and you might get yourself some new trees and some new Montel steamers, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll be glad to look at it, but
right.
I don't know beans from bologna about Montel.
Bologna. These aren't bologna. These are Montel trains.
No, you didn't understand. I said I don't know beans from bologna about the Montel trains. I don't know the value of them.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
That's where I'm too. I mean, I collect Lionel.
Lionel.
Yes.
Lionel.
And, I have a few American Flyer pieces.
American Flyer, yes, sir. Yeah, I am familiar with that brand.
But I'm just not.
Santa Fe.
I'm familiar with Montel, and I do not collect Montel. But
well,
if you want to set up an appointment, I'll be glad to come and look at the trees and look at the engines and you know that. But.
Well, what about cabooses, caboosers? Because I got some Santa Fe. They got Santa Fe written on them caboosers. I don't know if they're Montel or what they are, but I got some real nice big and red caboosers.
Yeah. Well, if you want
train cars too.
If you want me to come look at them, I'll be glad to come look at them. But you know, I.
Well, okay. Yeah.
When would you want me to come look?
Okay. Well, let me get my honey. Honey, okay. Hold on just a second. All right. No, I want beans instead. No. But anyway, you know, I got a lot of cars, and there's this one really thing that's got like a race car set that goes with the trains,
yeah.
And you can like smash the locomotives, you know, and they can smash into the little race cars and shit. It's pretty cool. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, what type of the day are we looking at here, you know, that we could do?
Well, first of all, I'm an elementary principal in Alton.
So yeah, elementary principal in Alton.
Yes, I cannot come during the daytime.
Okay, well, how about?
I mean, during the evening or afternoon or weekends, I can make it.
Yes, sir.
But if you want me to come by and look at them, I'll be glad to. I'll give you, you know, what I can give you for them.
All right, yes, sir.
We can go from that.
Yeah, we can do that. All right. Do you need my phone number and my address?
Well, probably both.
All right.
Let me get a pen.
Yes, sir. You go ahead and get that.
What's on the pen? Okay.
Hold on just a second. I'm my problem here.
All right.
Well, damn it, now. I got my kids. I just had a 3-year-old little kid just stab himself. Damn it. Hold on just a second. Now, that's Dad's knife. Now, quit messing with the. You say you're Alton principal.
Yeah.
Tell me something. How do you deal with the kids? I mean, I'm having a real order of a time dealing with the kids.
Very calmly.
Yeah. All right, here it is. My name is Darren McCall.
Darren?
Darren McCall, M-C-C-A-L-L, McCall.
Okay.
My phone number is 258.
258.
Area code 618.
Yeah.
7046, and I live on 679 Colonial.
679?
In Wood River. Colonial Drive. in Wood River, Illinois, USA. That's 62095. And, you know, I think maybe we could, you think maybe you could stop by, oh, say tomorrow night, we could get, you know, something together,
okay.
Drink a few beers.
Any particular time tomorrow?
Probably about, I'm thinking around 7:30. 7:30 be nice.
That sounds fine.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.